había preparado. Allí llegó Pérez Prado, oiga, los guaracheros de Oriente. La fiesta estaba caliente, Johnny el Men casi dormía y Eddie miró, le decía, no hay cama pa' tanta gente. Viene un combo que llegaba y a Ramito el de la altura, más atrás Johnny Ventura, con Yayo el indio charlaba. Roberto Torres estaba con Javier Vázquez y su gente, y Ras Mercado de repente intentó apagar la luz, pero gritó, Celia Cruz, no hay cama pa' tanta gente. ¡Afuera!
Hello everyone and welcome to this... Oops. Just needed to turn down my volume there. I apologize. Hello everyone and welcome to this live 100th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, broadcasting live here on Tilde Radio, broadcasting from North Potomac, Maryland, in the northwestern suburbs of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, as typical. Listening to the Puerto Rican salsa supergroup El Gran Combo with their hit No Hay Cama Pa' Tanta Gente, which to my untrained ear translates as there aren't beds for so many people. Even more exciting than this sweet salsa here will be tomorrow's celebration of the Copacetic Music Hour. Tomorrow will be the Copacetic Music Day, and I might figure out in the next few hours how to queue up 10 to 20 or so tracks in the open slots on Tilde Radio. I hope I don't get myself in trouble for occupying all those slots. But I'll have as many reruns as possible to celebrate the show and maybe get some newcomers familiar with what we listen to here on the Copacetic Music Hour. Thank you, Maya Alpizar from La Ciudad de Mexico, for tuning in. Sonomo from, I think, Southern California, if I remember right, and Pizza Pal from Indianapolis. Some amazing drum solos on this on YouTube. One with JD Perez. I particularly like.
Cual prisionera perpetua, en contra atada al fracaso, y creyendo en tus promesas de amor, yo te refugié en mis brazos. Recuerdo que al encontrar
this is Trampoline. I just realized I forgot to tag Gemlog in my toot, so hopefully we'll get him here in the chat. It looks like it'll be easy for me to have a couple blocks of 4 hours tomorrow. So 8 episodes tomorrow and probably 8 Sunday. Thank you, Maya. I think so, too. Forget when I first came across this group. Oh, Eastar, that's a great point. I guess Icecast might be simpler, but I was using EasyStream before. And so I switched to Liquid Soap because it was more error-free, less error-prone compared with EasyStream that started failing. And I pride myself on great customer service here at Tilde Radio. And I didn't want to let my customers down that, you know, others of whom you see here in the chat. Maya's a regular customer of the show, as are Sonomo and Pizza Pal, and Gemlog, who's not here, but hopefully will find his way through the door soon. Let me get those times for you. Stop babbling around here. Okay, this is the melody I remember for Trampoline. Okay, so 600 hours to 1,000 hours. That's early in the morning. And then 1,200 hours to 1,600 hours. I could do one at 1,900 hours and 21 hours. 1,900 and 2,100 hours. So give me 10 episodes tomorrow, which I think is pretty good. Now it looks like at least 12 for the day after. Okay. Well, I'm talking over the music, and that's definitely not good customer service. So let me mute myself to get those Yelp reviews of Tilde Radio closer to 5 stars. This is Ojos Chinos. Which is what you think it is. You can kind of tell in the scales there. Forgot to mention VB. Oh, Maya's very expressive emojis she has there. Maya has just this bevy of very emotionally expressive emojis. I love it. I mean, I'm just typing on a keyboard here, and I can't communicate that expressively. And, you know, just perfect for every situation and every feeling. Yeah, I got empty squares on another IRC client. We have Yust from the Netherlands, who shares a love of bicycles with me. Who was telling me about how he rides his bikes into bike heaven. Oh, you are welcome, Maya. Always, always welcome. Salsified Asian tonal scales and rhythms here. Next track here is Brujeria, your witchy woman, and as in the song of El Gran Combo. We're going to get some classic El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico hits here coming up. Un Verano en Nueva York, Azuquita Pal Café.
Sus ojitos, o tal vez su caminao, o quizás esas cositas que en su casa ella me ha dado. Que tú me tienes temblando de noche y de día. Thank you.
This is Azuquita Paul Café. Time for me to get my hands washed up with some liquid soap. The Copacetic Music Hour is brought to you by Liquid Soap Broadcasting Software. Use liquid soap for all your radio cleaning, radio broadcasting needs.
Mucho hay para escoger, y a mí no me importa cuál, siempre que sea una mujer. Y no hay oro ni diamante que compare con su amor. Ahí se rinde el más valiente, el más lindo y el mejor. Que fue.
El más lindo y el mejor.
Que fue.
El más lindo y el mejor.
De la costa. Arrímase a una mujer que huele la sinvergüenza cuando se deja querer. Que fue.
Cuando se deja querer.
Que diga que fue.
Cuando se deja querer.
This sounds like an East Asian tonal scale. And speaking of that, jumping into something completely different, when I've listened to music from Ayacucho, it sounds very Asian. I wonder if there's some Chinese Peruvian influence there, or if it's convergent evolution of whichever tonal scale. In fact, I said whichever tonal scale is an invitation to me to learn some music theory, or at least enough to converse confidently and beautifully and creatively with my listeners here. The first El Gran Combo tracks I heard, along with No Hay Cama Pa Tanta Gente, A Summer in New York. Don't worry, boys and girls, ladies and germs, ladies and gentlemen, there will be an archive up after this, or about halfway through the episode. I'm going to spend some time working out playlists for the open time slots tomorrow, and just get you as many Copacetic hours as you want. Buy one, get one free, Copacetic Music Day. So Maya over here thought ladies and germs is funny. The other one we say at work, you know, to in our infantilization of scientists and peers and issues, is we say buddy boys and homegirls. our buddy boys and homegirls at the great, great British Petroleum, which we truly love, and we're not being sarcastic about that at all. Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy kicking the French butts and Spanish butts and English butts out of Mexico. Viva Juarez. Viva the reformist movements that pushed Mexico towards becoming a true republic. But that wasn't the only transformation. We can't forget Lázaro Cárdenas, the long, long drawn-out Mexican Revolution with Zapata and Huerta and Carranza and so many different presidents and some really great people and some real scoundrels in there. Obregón, Elias Calles. Really, Cárdenas stands out there for what he did to modernize Mexico. And a far better man, I'd say, than someone like Getulio Vargas, who did a lot for Brazil, but I don't think quite believed in power in the hands of the people the way that Lázaro Cárdenas did. One fun fact I didn't realize about Benito Juarez is that he was friends with, at least pen pals with, Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if they met in person, but for Abraham Lincoln's, he participated in the Black Hawk War, so that's definitely not a good thing. He did represent a kind of Republican modernization of the U.S. in a way Juarez did in Mexico, and they're both very interested in pushing out British, French, and Spanish influence. The British, French, and Spanish were supporting the Confederacy in addition to wanting to turn Mexico into their vassal state once again. And that was really a bright spot, I think, in U.S.-Mexico relations after horrible things that happened before and after in the Porfirado. And the going back to Lincoln, actually, Lincoln was one of the few congressmen opposed to the illegal war the U.S. made with Mexico that led to Arizona, New Mexico, California, Utah, and those states being incorporated into the U.S. Most definitely an unlawful war initiated in the Polk presidency.
Papá y nene.
esta es la lección completa. Esto no viene en los libros, no se enseña en la academia. Esto es poquito a poquito, luego el esfuerzo se premia.
This is the tastiest song of our set, Arroz con Habichuela. Our next track is Aguacero.
Aguacero iba socavando mis
mis amantes bajo el aguacero, muy enamorados. Y yo sufriendo en silencio, porque no estás a mi lado y sufro.
El Son de Santurce, the city in Puerto Rico. I think in the San Juan metro area. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Let me double check. Puerto Rico is not very big, so it's kind of embarrassing if I was to get that wrong.
Sus hijos están de fiesta, gozando al son de sus sones a esa tierra tan querida, que es la dueña de mis amores.
Sigo para allá, para la gente que vive del puente de los hermanos para abajo, toda esa gente va.
I was right, Santurce is on the beach, on the coast in San Juan. Now, if I remember right, Carolinas to the east of downtown San Juan. Rio Piedras is where Universidad de Puerto Rico is located. And I think Bayamón is further west. Our next track is Gota de sorry, this is in Portuguese. Cota de lluvia. This is Lamento Ibarro. If you've listened to previous episodes, you know Ibarros were the Spanish peasants who were brought into Puerto Rico because the Spaniards were afraid of a Haitian situation happening. Most definitely, they didn't have the... they were not interested in the betterment of the Caribbean colonies. If that's not obvious.
Arrastrando las cadenas, lleva un dolor en el alma y va ocultando una pena. Todo aquel que anda de noche arrastrando las cadenas, lleva un dolor en el alma y va ocultando una pena. Triste, compay, triste, compay.
Welcome to Mark Kornick from Reston, Virginia. Probably the closest of the listeners right now. This is Me Liberé.
Me liberé de mujeres perversas que quieren hacer mi vida de cuadritos. Me liberé de chicas sin escrúpulos. Me liberé de Aurea y Socorrito. Me liberé de Nancy, de Rebeca, de Olga, de Amaris, Elga y de Giselle. Me liberé también de Raquel. Gracias a Dios me liberé. Me liberé de Mariela y de Fe. Gracias al cielo me liberé. Que quieren hacer mi vida de cuadritos. Me liberé de chicas sin escrúpulos. Me liberé de Aurea y Socorrito. Me liberé de Nancy, de Rebeca, de Olga, de Amaris, de Elga y de Giselle. Me liberé también de Raquel. Gracias a Dios me liberé. Me liberé de Mariela y de Fe. Gracias al cielo me liberé. Todas me insultaban, me decían mujer y amor.
Me puse en bolines y tuve que correr.
Yo no quiero.
is also a familiar track to me. This is Nadie Como Ella. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We've got about 6 minutes left. I'll put the archive up shortly, get the rerun queued up for tomorrow, and figure out how to get some 4 hour and playlists and just 1 hour episodes to fill in the gaps over this weekend. Why have just a copacetic music day when we can have a copacetic music weekend? We'll have everything. We'll have tango, salsa. We'll have guaynos. We'll have samba. All different Latin American genres for hours and hours this weekend. Hopefully capture more listeners with our listener nets. We do throwback listeners, so we, you know, catch people humanely. Anyway, thanks everyone so much for tuning in. It's been a real pleasure. I've really enjoyed this chat as well we've had simultaneously. My cat's calling me here. Meow. I think we'll still get Semifue, the final track here. I'll let that play through. I mean, I'll stop the recording at 1 hour, but why deprive you kind listeners of this delightful Puerto Rican salsa? Oh, Mark Cornick, how happy are you to see the Yellow Line has reopened, the line of the DC Metro? That's the fastest way to get to National Airport from downtown DC. That's pretty exciting. I'll be going to a conference in Houston in June. Unfortunately, the government has decreed that I must fly out BWI, so instead of enjoying a Metro train, I'll enjoy the bus from Gaithersburg to BWI.
Y va a volver para atrás. Qué bueno.